Reddit did to and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Sunday, August 11th. You got me thinking about the Wednesday episode right before this one already. I'm confused, but it's a good episode. Tennessee football practicing for the first time this season in Neyland today. We've got a little bit about that, at least as much as we know currently. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got talking about the 2020 schedule that was released this season. We're talking about the Hard Knocks. We've got some great segments for you today. It's going to be a good episode. And then some other fun things that we'll throw in. Also, position preview, special teams, and some other things we throw into this episode as we get going. Before we do that, got to tell you about my friends at MyBookie. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders, maybe. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham Jr. is in Cleveland. The one thing that hasn't changed, where I'm putting my money down on all the games. MyBookie is the place to bet on football every weekend. MyBookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you gotta do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why MyBookie is always the right play. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. For you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and get up to $200 in free bets. Use the promo code ISSUE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code ISSUE when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid. Yeah, we don't know about Antonio Brown yet. It's a funny story. It's funny that, like, you know, the whole, y'all saw the feet picture. You're welcome. Last week, if you're into feet, you're welcome. If you're into feet, that has to turn you off from feet, right?
Do you think, out of the couple hundred people that actually listen to us, how many people do you think actually like feet? Like, they're like feet people.
Statistically speaking, there's got to be a few.
Are we talking about like 5 or 6? Are we talking like 20 to 30?
Describe into feet. Like, are they just like, oh, feet are like cool looking? Or are they like sexually into feet? I don't know. Okay, let's I know this. If they saw that picture.
Are you one of those people? Are you?
I'm not into feet. Feet.
Are you? Yeah, you a feet guy?
Like, my feet don't disgust me. Like, my feet are, like, I know how disgusting mine are, so I wouldn't, like, I don't, you know. But, like, I'm not, like.
But you're, like, sexually attracted to
it. No, but, like, people put their feet on me, I'm like, God, like, stop. Like, we were laying on the couch, me and Emily were sitting on the couch earlier, and she was laid out, put her feet on me, and I was upset. I was like, get your nasty-ass feet away from me. So, for example, I definitely, you know, cured some foot fetishes last week by putting that on the screen. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So.
They're like, oh, I'm good. Yeah.
And then now we go from head, shoulders, knees, and toes. We're back at the head. And he wants to wear his helmet. That's just a weird. It's a weird thing to me. I get wanting to wear your helmet. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, is it worth not playing a game you supposedly love?
Not millions of dollars,
and then not get paid to, which he's already made enough money in his lifetime, but you get more money, so that's why I'm confused about it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's weird. Antonio Brown's a weird dude. Gonna look at the Tennessee practice report this week. I mean, there's really not. I think the hype has calmed down. I don't know if it was the Emmett Gooden injury that calmed it down. I don't know if it's just now we've gotten into it and the hype's kind of simmered back down. I don't know if Jeremy Pruitt's honesty has brought us back to earth, but I feel like we're back to Vols may only win 6 or 7 games, which is good. I like that. I like that feeling.
I think the Emmett Gooden definitely took the breath out of some people.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And you're just like, please don't lose anybody else by the time we get to the season.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe we gain a person. Maybe we gain.
He had a tweet 3 hours ago that seemed either like he felt good news was coming or good news had arrived, one or the other. I'm not a big speculation person, but yeah. Go check out his Twitter if you haven't yet. You don't have to click off our thing, but you can do it later. Or you can do it now. I don't care and come back.
Free Aubrey Solomon.
Definitely free Aubrey Solomon. I know it's just coach speak, but did you see where Justin, speaking of transfers, did you see where Justin Fields is tied with whatever his name is, the backup at Ohio State? They said there's no clear starter.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we know Justin Fields stepped onto campus as a day one starter, but.
That's what they said. Well, apparently Tate Martell isn't a starter either.
God, that'd be hilarious.
Like, apparently he is a second string quarterback right now.
I know you liked him a lot. I just never thought he was that good.
I didn't like him.
As a quarterback, not as a person.
Yeah, as a person, though. But I think he's talented. I do think that.
He's talented for sure. Five-star, one of the best in the country. I was not on that train.
Yeah. Just because he was the quarterback on one of the best teams in the country.
I take that back. I guess he could have been the best in the country, but I feel like that means the other quarterbacks in the country couldn't have been as good, in my opinion. Like, there would have had to be some bad quarterbacks. Not bad, but not great ones. Yeah. Like, if you match him up against some of the best of recent years, I don't think he was on that list.
I don't think he was better than Jake Fromm.
He was not better than Jake Fromm. I definitely think that.
No, I don't think that.
He was far better than, but again, not much competition than the other guy. I don't even remember his name. That went to Wake Forest?
Wake Forest, yeah.
So
his team was terrible.
So if that's his competition, then yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should say that. But that would be hilarious. Aubrey Solomon, if he is cleared, he will be a day one starter.
No doubt.
He got, according to John Bryce, he played quite a bit today and was in the rotation with the ones, I guess, is how you'd say that.
He's definitely going to be a starter.
Yeah. Not just due to our lack of depth, but also his talent. But yes, also due to our lack of depth and talent.
Yeah. You know, we keep talking about, you know, our defensive line and who's going to be that other guy. I think somebody we haven't really talked about a lot is Greg Emerson, who was, you know, he was the number one player in Tennessee when he was, maybe he wasn't, maybe he was like, but he was a four-star and he was a All-American, went to, I think, the U.S. Army All-American game. We haven't really talked about him. We expected big things out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he kind of went back and forth last year, going from offensive line back to defensive line. And then Latrell Bumpus is another one.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy Pruitt talked to the media the other day, and he said that we only had one guy from the previous staff that played defensive line. Or three guys from the previous staff, only one played defensive line then. The other two, Latrell Bumpus and Blakely, played offense.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
So isn't that crazy that Pruitt had to bring in basically all of our defensive line?
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising due to injuries, due to early retirement, that kind of stuff. It's not surprising when you – I mean, look at the offensive line.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of Butch Jones left, and he's in just his second year.
Yep.
So that's usually not the case. But, yeah, it's definitely been as far as depth – I mean, as far as the whole project goes, it's been an uphill battle. But especially depth has been – I think we now have 10 defensive linemen on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you looked at – I mean, these were the better teams in the country, but when you looked at them, most of them had anywhere between 12 and 15. So, and those are the better teams. I mean, those are the teams that will compete for not just a conference championship, but at least at the beginning of the year, their name will be in the mix as, you know, national championship candidates. So,
yep.
That is them. But still, that's where you want to be. So that kind of puts that into perspective. And I don't know if Aubrey Solomon was in that count for 10. I'm not sure. Because if he's not, that at least gets you to 11. It does give you one more body.
Yeah, and if he's was, not, then that's 9.
And you're
you're
talking some serious trouble.
That stinks. But I think Greg Emerson is somebody to look out for. I think Elijah Simmons and definitely those two JUCO guys, Darryl Middleton and Savion Williams, they didn't come here to sit on the bench.
No.
They came here to play.
I'm excited to see Savion Williams just because I feel like the dude wants to play football so bad. Like, he just seems like someone who wants to play so badly. And you can't – I mean, I think the way Jeremy Pruitt talked about Juwan Jennings loving football, that's how I imagine. Obviously, we've talked a little bit to Savion, and then just the videos you see of him and the tweets, it just seems like the man loves football and wants to play. So, like, that makes me excited to, like, see him because he's going to – that means you're going to get his best effort always if he does love the game like I think.
Yeah, he looks like he's like one of those emotional guys, like you said, Juwan Jennings. Jeremy Banks is another one that you can put in that category. So, yeah, I'm super excited to see kind of what his future is at Tennessee.
Right.
We'll see.
Do you have the John Bryce tweet with how the offensive line lined up? I'm still on that. If you have any questions, by the way, I am in the Periscope. Please holler at us and let us know.
So he said it was Wanya Morris. And then
Tatum was at right tackle, right?
Tatum was at right tackle. Then he had Locklear, Kennedy
and Johnson. Is that right?
I don't know if it was Jameer or Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Surely Jameer, because he actually did talk about Jameer yesterday and how they moved him around quite a bit, both last year and kind of may continue this year.
It was Carvin.
It was Carvin, okay. So Jerome Carvin. He was right guard, right?
Yes.
I want to say that, was he talking about moving Johnson from right guard to right? I didn't put it in my notes. Right guard to right tackle, maybe? So that might be why?
Yeah, Jameer Johnson's been working some at tackle.
Okay. To left tackle, maybe. Sorry.
Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt was saying that we have guys that can play anywhere.
Yeah, and that's what I know last year with Will Friend and Jeremy Pruitt. That's one thing they talked about. They wanted the offense. You should be able to play all five positions on the offensive line when you're doing that. I guess it's got that positives. I don't know if that's something they'll continue if they are able to build depth there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe when they're able to get guys in here that can play specific positions, they're not going to ask everybody. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not a good – I mean, it is a good thing to be flexible, but at the same time, I feel like it's not necessarily a good thing to not always play that position. Right? I mean
– I think it's – if somebody goes down, then you give the best guy the opportunity to play that position.
Right.
But you need five starters. So you want five guys that's going to solidify themselves as being those five guys.
Can you always be the best when you're not able to solidify yourself as a right guard? For example, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there are positives because, like you said, it allows the best player to get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But is it always mean that he's – and I'm not – obviously he's the best at that position if he's playing on this team, but is he as good as he could be if he was more focused in that area, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
I think it's definitely
– I didn't play offensive line.
Right.
So
I don't really know
what that goes into, but I would say the guards would be very similar. And probably the tackles.
Right. That
I feel like you have to be either interior line or outside.
I feel like that's definitely the transition you'd want to make. Yeah, I think we'll see in if Jeremy Pruitt's still here in 4 or 5 years, and hopefully he's able to build depth. If he is, if he's still here in 4 or 5 years, I imagine he's built depth.
Because
that means he should be winning some. So I am curious kind of to see how that happens and how they work with the offensive line then. Because he did say that early on when he was here at Tennessee, when he started at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that'll be the case, just because, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily ideal. But like you said, you want to be able to solidify yourself at positions. Is it easy when, you know, maybe a guy goes down in practice, so, you know, Monday through Wednesday, you've been practicing at left guard. Well, he comes back, he's left guard, and you get moved back to right. You know, I don't know how easy it'd be. So I am curious about that, but right now, just fix the offensive line however you need to.
Yeah, I think it's I mean, we keep harping on it. It's offensive and defensive line.
Yeah.
Other than that, I feel like we're kind of set.
Right.
Other than maybe the star position and maybe backup quarterback. Other than that.
Seems like.
But the star position, you have somebody.
You've got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
It's just to make that. Who's going to actually start there is kind of, mm-hmm. And you talked about quarterback. Seems like both played well today. That's Brian Maurer and JT Shrout. John Bryce has it saying JT Shrout looked really good today other than one interception. So I think we said last week JT Shrout would probably be that second guy just because he's been here for a year. It would take a lot of Brian Maurer out-talenting him to overcome that, which he can't. I think I've only watched Brian Maurer's film. So this is speaking just from watching the film and seeing his stats, that he seems to have a ton of talent. Now, when he gets into a college setting, does that change? Maybe. I haven't seen him practice, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've been saying it since JT Shrout signed and came to Tennessee. I think he's the last year. I don't know about this year when you add people like Brian Maurer and Jarrett Garantano seems to be getting more comfortable. Last year, I thought he was the most talented quarterback on our roster. Just like pure raw arm talent and the way he played, but again, that was high school football. It changes when you get into a college setting, which is why he didn't play. One of the reasons he didn't play last year, and maybe redshirt played into that too. But yeah, I like JT Stroud a lot. Don't know if he'll ever get a chance at UT, but
yeah,
it looks like he'll. Right now, it looks like he's probably the second string, according to John Bryce.
Whoever the backup quarterback is the the best player on campus.
Oh yeah, no, always every year we'll have signs that say play JT Trout by game two. Yeah. So, for sure. So the QBs are one group I want to talk about, and another group is the running backs, and that's just because the last few days you've heard a lot about Eric Gray.
Yep.
So he seems to be really showing out. Had a touchdown today. Is it a guy that you could see running in? I think Ty Chandler's your starter, unless something crazy happens. I guess mm-hmm. you know, is could Eric Gray overcome Tim Jordan? I don't know. We haven't seen Eric Gray play. Tim Jordan seemed to do really well at the two position, or are they just gonna have to find super creative ways to get all these guys touches?
Yeah, so I feel like in a perfect scenario, that you kind of split carries between Tim Jordan and Eric Gray as that number two guy. And then next year, I feel like Jim Chaney is...
You know we're forgetting a name, too.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Banks.
Right. I feel like Jim Chaney's going to do a good enough job this year that Ty Chandler is going to leave for the draft.
Okay.
And then Eric Gray and Tim Jordan will duke it out to see who wins the starting job next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
perfect. I don't want to see Tygo.
But in a perfect world, he has a great year, yeah, and his draft stock's high. That's a perfect world. And the man goes and gets paid.
Yeah.
That's how it happens in a perfect world. And
I mean, John Kelly left.
So right.
If he has a good enough year like John Kelly had, then
he's probably out. Unless the man, you know, unless he's like, I could see us winning a championship and I want to be a part of that, something like that. And that, you know, Ty Chandler is from the state of Tennessee, so I guess that could be something he thinks of, or if he just loves it and wants to be a part of that environment. But yeah, I like that in a perfect world. And as I mentioned, we did leave out Jeremy Banks in that talk. It's not that I don't think Jeremy Banks will. I think they'll find ways to get him touches. But I think the talk about Eric Gray, I mean, seems like how can he put on? We've heard he's put on about 30 pounds. Super talented, and
I think he can be utilized in a number of ways.
Yeah,
and that's why he's gonna be probably our number two guy. I'll just go ahead.
Eric Gray?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and say that.
So he does overcome Tim Jordan?
I think
okay. So. Interesting. I mean, I just know we were both high on Tim Jordan coming out of last year. So that's kind of why I wanted to pose that question.
My fear was Eric Gray was going to be too much like Ty Chandler, but then he puts on all this weight. He has the wiggle, whereas Ty Chandler doesn't really have that wiggle. He's got that speed.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the moves and everything in the open field like Eric Gray does. So I think he brings so much to that offense where it would be hard not to utilize
him. Okay. I'm excited to see it. I think it's going to be tough to use those backs. And hopefully we get in a situation where we win a lot of ball games and then we see these guys in the NFL and we're like, man, we underutilize them. But hopefully we win ball games attached to that. Not playing in the Franklin Mortgage Bowl, Music City Bowl, and then have guys go and win Rookie of the Year, because that's not ideal. But if we win, you know, we win some the East, or we win a big bowl game, New Year's Six Bowl, and then you have guys that didn't get a lot of touches. I mean,
yeah,
that just means you have a ton of talent on your roster.
Right.
Is what that means. So and then, but I do think Jim Chaney can utilize them. So I think if they have the talent to help us, that we'll find ways to do that. And my big thing for Jim Chaney is he did it at Georgia. A lot of those guys touched the ball, and look at what he did. I talk about how creative Jim Chaney is. I'm like, look at Cordell Patterson. The man touched the ball in every way possible.
Yeah.
To touch a football, mm-hmm. Because you needed that ball in that playmaker's hand. Because outside of him, you had Justin Hunter, obviously, but you know, outside of those two guys, there weren't a ton of playmakers on that team on the offensive side. I mean, then Tyler, your quarterback, obviously, but mm-hmm. He's the one getting the ball in their hands. So, that's what I point to. But yeah, I'm excited for this running back group just because it's gonna be a stable of them. It's gonna feel like old Tennessee football.
Yeah, it's gonna be nice.
Yeah. So we talked to Aaron Hayden about how they always had two guys just pushing each other real hard. And then, you know, the two guys that touched the ball the most.
Who was the three in that? Was it Graham? And who was the other one?
I can't remember. If you can comment and tell us, though. But Aaron Hayden talked about how they were just always pushing each other. And then there were guys behind them pushing them, trying to get on the field.
Yeah.
And good running backs that were trying to get on the field. So, which is insane to think about, but you may have that situation this year. So, which is good. Good problem to have. That's the problem you want to have.
Oh, yeah,
Is trying to find more ways to...
It's always good to have too much talent than not enough.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Some more guys kind of we've seen a lot about, and that's Henry Tioto.
Yeah, you have seen some stuff about him in the last few days.
Yes. Him just, you know, things coming to him so easily, playing that inside linebacker position. You know, his instincts are there. And I feel like that comes with coming from a good program like De La Salle. You know, they incorporate a lot of, like Pruitt said, that the defense they run is similar to the one we run. So it naturally came to him when he got on campus. So I know Pruitt said in his press conference that some guys could practice really well, and then when we get to the scrimmage that was supposed to be today, you could see guys disappear.
Right.
But he was like, I've never seen where guys perform over here at the scrimmage and didn't practice well.
Right.
So he's like, I've never seen that way, but I've seen guys that practice really well, but when it comes to in-game situations, they're just lost.
Too fast or,
yeah,
you know, whatever it is about a game. Maybe we can get Nathan Peterman on to talk about that. Because apparently he's a phenomenal practice player.
Hey, he ran the ball the other night.
He did. I don't believe that was Nathan Peterman. I believe that was a phony. They brought in somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Because when Nathan Peterman was our quarterback, I never saw that man move out of the pocket.
I was about to say that too. I was not aware of the wheels he had.
No,
especially for a white guy. He was
underutilized. Right?
Underutilized, baby. Underutilized.
That's the name of the game in Tennessee.
Florida took care of that though. The whole underutilizing him by breaking his thumb and like one quarter of play. So
then he goes to Pitt and beats Clemson. Wow.
With Jim Chaney, who's not a good coach,
according to Sean.
Yeah. So
Georgia wanted rid of him.
I mean, they got their wish, I guess. So.
Somebody else I want to talk about, and that's the star position.
Okay.
I want to talk about that a little bit. Somebody at work asked me about, like, who do I think is going to be the starter, and I think we talked about how there is a lot of talent back there in the secondary where you could put there. But I think Pruitt is, you know, he keeps on saying that he wants the best 22 possible, and I feel like if you find your best five,
yeah,
whoever it is, however it is, you find your best five. So if you have three corners and you want to play one of them at the star.
Yeah, I feel like that's who that star is. You're rolling in that third corner who's not on the field because the two guys are in front of him.
Right, and if he's not like an inside guy, he struggles with that, and he's better on outside, then you can move one of those guys in and play. So I'm thinking, you know, they've practiced Bryce Thompson there a lot. If Warren Burrell is your true third corner and he is better –
right.
Playing outside, then you move Bryce Thompson in.
Mm-hmm.
You find your best 22. I mean, Bryce Thompson is obviously a starter at corner, but if he gives you better overall team,
yeah,
is better when he's inside and Warren Burrell's outside.
And because of that position, it's not – you can move guys around where Bryce won't necessarily be on at the star position the whole game. Like, he will see looks at corner too.
Yeah.
So – it's not like you move him away from that position for the entirety of the season or the entirety of the game. It's just certain packages you see him there. Yeah. So,
I mean, you're playing corner.
Yeah.
Still. I mean, you're usually up on the line, up on the receiver. You have different responsibilities probably due to the coverages and whatnot. But still, you're playing DB.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Pruitt is he's recruiting DBs and not corners and safeties.
Yeah. And
I mean, look, Bryce Thompson and Alante Taylor didn't even play corner in high school. They played quarterback.
They seem to have figured it out. So,
yeah.
They're doing okay. They're doing all right. Anything else you want to talk about as far as just fall camp goes or the scrimmage today or anything else?
No, I mean, I'm excited to see kind of how that scrimmage actually went. I mean, John Bryce just kind of tweeted a brief synopsis of kind of what that looked like, but – yeah, I want to read more about that and kind of see how it went. And I don't know. I just want to see what we have. I wish there was like is in high school you have all these scrimmages before the season, but I mean all we got was an orange and white game. We didn't even get the practice.
Spring. Yeah, we didn't get to see the any practice. Day.
We didn't get to see that. So you know, I just wanted the season to get here to kind of see what we have.
Yeah, no, I agree that. I mean, we probably won't see much either that Georgia State game. It'll look a lot like it'll probably look less like a high school scrimmage because at least at a high school scrimmage, they're like throwing in just random packages that they want to try out at the end.
Yeah.
Tennessee will be like super vanilla and not show anything. So,
yeah. I hate that.
It is what it is.
Yeah. You do what you got
to
do.
Yeah. We are going to move to the position. We're going to continue our position preview. We are 20 days from the start of football season.
I think next week is our last one.
Yeah, it is.
Because then we start game week.
Then, I'm so ready. 20 days. I mean, we're getting there. We're so close. We are going to preview special teams. Tennessee's been strong in this department lately, which is good. This is where the breaks are made.
That was one thing Butch Jones could do. He could get special
teams. Special teams his ass off.
He was special, wasn't he?
Yeah. Don't think there'll be any shakeups this year. I think you had a few years ago where you had a potential kicker battle with Smaglia and Medley, and they did kind of interchange duties throughout the year. But this year, pretty set in stone with Joe Doyle punting, who had a really good year last year, landed his name on a couple watch lists. We didn't think he'd be able to follow up. I've already forgotten his name.
Oh, my gosh. Trevor Daniel.
Trevor Daniel. That's a tough dude to follow up. He was our best player in 2017.
Him and John Kelly were
playing. Yeah. And Joe Doyle did just fine following up, and we'll continue that spot this year. I'll get to that in a second, but place kicker, Brett Smaglia will definitely be the guy. Long snapper, Riley Lovingood. Joe Doyle will probably hold. I guess that could be Paxton Brooks. And then Paxton Brooks is probably going to kick off again. I don't see anyone taking that from him.
I think he has the leg to do that. Yeah. I definitely want to see some improvement from this squad, but at least you have the talent. Like, you don't have some big, who's going to kick.
Right.
You don't have to, throw a freshman in there that's never kicked in the SEC. You have legit starters there. So that's good. I think C-Mag is – I love that name. And actually, C-Mag is just –
Is that a nickname for him, or you just give that to him?
I think somebody called him that before.
Oh, okay. He's a junkyard dog. Don't sleep on that junkyard dog.
Yeah, he's a dog.
I don't think I've ever seen a kicker like that want to fight people. I know, when I was just a kicker, and even when I was more than just a kicker, if, there was a bench clearing brawl, I'd just be like – I'd be chilling on the other side of, the sideline where my net was, and I'd just be like, y'all got this. He's ready to fight. He's the first one on the field in a bench clearing brawl. He is probably – I'm going to – this isn't a bad thing, Smaglia. Don't take it because I guess it could be taken a bad way. I'm assuming you're the kicker from Blue Mountain State.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I was thinking more of the kicker from
Waterboy. Oh, okay. No, that dude's too nice.
Or the kicker from Replacements.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
The English dude.
He's bloody Irish.
Is he Irish?
Scott? I don't know. I don't think he's British.
Yeah, maybe he's not.
I don't remember.
He does say bloody.
Maybe then. I don't know.
I'll
look that up while we're... But anything else for special teams?
If he rolled out there with a cigarette, I'd be like, hey, it's just C-Mac. Just let him do his thing.
I do wonder who's going to return this year, because it was kind of... I would like to see a solid returner, like one returner.
Yeah.
Most of the time,
And I think there you have options.
Yeah. You do. I mean, there's a ton of options, but we rotated that position a lot last year. I'd like to see a guy that's at least
turn. You kind of have, Callaway's had that spot. He's had some drops, but he's done it before.
Yeah.
And he's proved that he can take one to the house like he did his freshman year. I think Bryce Thompson is a great athlete. Maybe you could utilize him. Warrior, we saw him during the spring game actually do something.
Yeah.
So
there are a ton of positions. I know we rotate a ton of guys that could do that position.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just feel like you never had a consistent guy back there. And maybe Pruitt's just hoping that fresh people they'll do different things and get a break somewhere because it's a different guy and you're not going on tendencies. But I just feel like how often are you gonna make a good return if you're seeing the ball once a game or once every two games?
Yeah.
So I would like to see a more consistent guy there. Yeah. Someone said Bryce Thompson. I don't hate the Bryce Thompson idea. I don't think there's as far as the three or four people that you're probably gonna pick, I don't think there's any bad choices, but pick one and stay,
Don't just throw different people out there. Like Jason Brown just gonna throw another quarterback every series.
And I'm not saying he has to do it every time, but two guys that are because I think, you had Cam Sutton and Kamara kind of switching duties that year, and they both, I think, had returns for a touchdown that year. So rotate some guys in and out of there, I think, would be good. And same for kick return. You don't have anybody as electrifying as Barry, but, do you have a few guys that could make sparks? Rotate them in and out of there.
Yeah, Todd Chandler's proven that he can take one back.
Right. If I put two guys back there that they have to kick to that can make good returns, and you've got a good kickoff return. So
I mean, I think that's hard. Ty Chandler, because he would be the starting running back. So maybe Eric Gray, maybe you utilize him that way.
Yeah.
Get the freaking ball in his hands. I don't care how you do it. Just get the ball in his hands.
Looks like
he can make something happen with it. So I want to see. I don't want to see, especially punt return, I don't want to see like Josh Smith. We put him back here just to wave his hand.
Yeah. I want to see Jeremy Banks as like the up back. Is that what that's called in kickoff? I can't remember. And so if they like pooch kick it, if they kick it off, he's going to murder someone.
Yeah.
And if they kick it to him, he's got some speed. Let him go.
And Juwan Jennings is probably going to be on kickoff. He enjoys just like...
starting wide receiver, murdering people on kickoff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Junkyard dog, baby.
That kind of a role is what Juwan Jennings... That's how he's going to make an NFL roster.
Yeah, yeah. By trying to absolutely kill people.
Yeah.
He's going to get fined a lot of money in the NFL. NFL teams better pay him good.
Nice.
Because he's going to get fined a lot.
Yeah. Other guys, maybe that could make an impact. Trayvon Flowers is a good athlete. Jordan Murphy, you've seen speed from him. Tyler Bird has some speed.
Tyler Bird does have some speed, and it hadn't been utilized a ton yet.
No.
So, kind of curious to see where...
He's a senior this year, so
find some way to get the ball in his hand.
Exactly.
Find some way. Absolutely. Special teams have the chance to be really good. They do. And you have a ton of athletes that can return it that you've got guys on this roster, Callaway and Ty Chandler. Did Bryce Thompson return punts some last year, didn't he?
Don't think so.
Who am I thinking of that was had a few good returns? But you got guys on this roster that outside of Callaway that had a few good returns. So you've got some guys on this roster that can return the ball. So it's not like you're like, well, shit, let's see who can do it today. Like, you're bouncing through people that are good returners. You're just trying to find the best of them, I guess.
Yeah, I think kickoff has been like our – I mean, we've had good punt returners, but kickoff has been where we, flourish, and we didn't have a kickoff return past the 50 last year.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
So.
Well, yeah. Put Ty Chandler back there. Just screw it. You've got Tim Jordan and Eric Gray. Just do it.
Fastest guy. Just have him run. And that's why I think Nigel Warrior could be – he's not afraid of anything.
True. That's very true.
So he's just gonna run.
He's almost like got this blind faith about himself.
And that's how Evan Berry was so good. He just ran. And like if you were gonna run into him, you're gonna get run over because he's running so fast and he's such a bigger guy. I feel like Nigel Warrior could be that guy. That's just me.
I like it. Adam said Bryce did return some punts last year. I thought he did. Okay. I thought I remember him.
Cool.
Catching a few. I don't know if he actually returned him. He may have been pulled a Josh Smith, and yeah. But I remember him being back there a few times. Can't comment on the return.
I mean, he didn't drop it. I'll give Josh Smith that. He didn't drop it, but he did just was back there to wave his hand.
Looking at our – I know we're going way ahead now, but we're going to look at our 2020 schedule for just a moment because it was released this week. And a lot of teams – Mississippi State probably the most creative, but Tennessee had a creative one too. Finding cool ways to release the schedule.
That was nice.
It was nice.
I like that.
I like that. Play Charlotte.
Charlotte.
First. Yeah. Lit. Sure. Play Charlotte at home to open up the 2020 season. I loved going to Charlotte to play West Virginia, but I'd rather just at this point in our teams. Like where we're at, we don't need to be playing another Power 5 teams to open up a season. We're not good enough yet.
Yeah.
So, open up with Charlotte. And then, you go on the road to Norman. I'm going. I'll be there. I'll be in Norman.
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay, I knew you said you might want to go to Alabama, but I'm not going to Tuscaloosa again.
No, ever. They don't. Arkansas.
Oh, that's where you want to go?
Oh, I was just saying, because, I mean, we wouldn't normally go there. Like,
I thought you said Tuscaloosa. Sorry.
Because we...
Alabama is here. You did say Arkansas. I mean, yeah, I would like to go to Arkansas because, it'll be like 12 more years before we go again. But Oklahoma. Everybody said how great of a trip it was last time.
Okay.
So
I'm down.
Maybe we do both.
Yeah, it's not that much further. We might
just stay. Just stay in Arkansas. No, we can stay in Arkansas. No.
I'm going to Arkansas actually Wednesday.
Yeah, so.
Driving.
You just tell us how the drive is and then we'll make the decision. Yeah. Okay.
I'm staying in Little Rock.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, but I'm going to Hot Springs, but I'm staying.
Hot Springs isn't bad. I think you've got two pretty, as far as Arkansas goes, you're in luck.
Hot Springs is butt.
It's got a cool name.
It's the contractor capital of the world.
Okay, well, it's got a cool name. So, then the next week, after Oklahoma, you bring in George Quarles.
Yeah.
What if George Quarles beats us in Neyland?
So, they run, like, the triple option, don't they?
Do they? I have no idea.
That just seems weird to me because George Quarles is their offensive coordinator.
I mean, he ran a lot of different stuff. He was a spread, I think, right. If I remember correctly. Was he? Or
he was more like a pro style.
I was about to say, he might have been pro style.
Yeah. But anyway, it wasn't the option.
He was in a lot of different formations a lot of the time.
That just is weird to me. That we would even schedule him.
It's just an FCS team, so that's probably why.
Yeah, I guess.
But
it just doesn't really help us any. It's not like we play Georgia Tech or anything like that.
So. Yeah. Oh, well. That might have been on the schedule, though, before they started, because, I mean, they're new coaches.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty new.
This is probably made out years before they went to that. So.
Yeah. Probably. And the next Saturday, you bring in Florida. So that's a pretty, open up SEC play with Florida. Then the schedule gets a little bit different, which I like. I'm into that. That's cool.
I like that.
You got Missouri at home right after Florida, which is different. Again, I mean, I like the schedule. I like that the schedule's changing a little bit. I don't necessarily think it helps us or hurts us or whatever. Now, not going through the Georgia-Alabama gauntlet at the beginning of the year.
How long have we had that?
The Georgia-Alabama gauntlet?
Georgia.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
That's what I'm like. Is it Fulmer just going there and saying, like, hey.
This is stupid.
We got to cut that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is he calling Greg Sankey on speed dial? Or
must be.
Or kicking him in the nuts? I don't know.
I mean, I feel like those first three games are kind to us. As far as much better than the previous three games. But, I mean, it doesn't stay necessarily easy. Then you do have a bye after South Carolina, right before Alabama.
Yep.
Then you go to Arkansas, back home to Kentucky, to Georgia. See, I feel like that stretch of games could be pretty tough next year.
With Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I'll take that.
I mean, I'll take it over what we have. I'm just saying it could be a tough stretch of games.
Yep. If Arkansas continues in the direction they're going, that's not going to be that hard.
Right. No, I mean, it'll be
Arkansas.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Terrible.
No, they are.
Wait, what is their DWR Razorback Stadium? That's
who knows?
The name of their stadium?
I have no idea.
What is that? DWR. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I was going to say something about Arkansas, but I forgot now. Oh, no, the whole schedule. This schedule, these two schedules are the easiest schedules we've had in recent memory.
Oh, yeah.
Much easier.
But Arkansas will probably be like a top.
Probably. By the time we play them.
Yeah, they'll be top 10.
For sure. So, Kentucky at home, Georgia away, then Troy, which I assume will be homecoming, then Vanderbilt to finish off the year.
Please don't let Troy do what they did. Was that Chaney?
I mean, he was the offense coordinator, but we boat raced him. Our defense was terrible.
Our offense was great.
We boat raced Troy and Buffalo that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when our secondary was, oh my God, like, that was the worst secondary I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, no, that defense was atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's one thing, like, you get gashed on a run, like, dang. But if you're just getting passed over the top, like, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was a pretty rough go around. Yeah, I remember being at the Buffalo game thinking, this is effing Buffalo. I didn't even know they had a college team.
Exactly. I was at that
Here
Troy
we are.
Game. That was. Whew.
Troy was rough. And then the year before. No, a couple years ago, we went into overtime with UAB.
Yeah.
2011, I believe that was. Maybe 10.
They're trying to get revenge this year, right?
Dude, I think I said UAB is a. It's not going to be.
It's a cupcake, but not a great.
But
cupcake.
Yeah, it's not like a confidence booster. I think it's going to be like a somewhat challenging game. I don't think your ones are going to get in and out of there by halftime necessarily. I think they can. But UAB is like, especially for where they're at a couple years ago, non-existent. They're a solid side.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that cupcake game.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could maybe go toe to toe with BYU.
I mean, who did they? They went like they won the Conference USA.
They won like 10 games last year.
Yeah, and I think they beat someone pretty good, like someone that was pretty good, not beat them by a lot. And then I think they either lost MTSU in the regular season and beat them or the other way around.
Yeah, I think they're conference champions.
But I can't remember if they're regular season or like the final. Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna look that up real quick. They either beat MTSU during the season and won the regular season or vice versa. So.
We're going back to Nashville?
No. I'm never going back to that stadium ever again. Yeah, that was terrible. They did get beat pretty good by Coastal. Oh. I mean, their scores aren't super impressive, but they beat everybody.
FCS.
That's good. Now that I'm looking at the scores, I feel better. Now they did. Texas A&M only beat them by 21. So Middle Tennessee beat them in the regular season.
We will take beating these teams by 21.
Yeah.
We will take that.
Absolutely. So they lost to Middle Tennessee 27-3, and then the very next week beat them 27-25.
Nice.
Then beat NIU in the Boca Raton Bowl. Oh, they're Boca Raton champions.
Ooh.
Wow. That's dangerous for us. That's like one of the most prominent bowls they have.
Yeah, good for
them. Okay, looking at their scores, I feel better. I remember seeing their final, whatever it's called, record, and I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I love that.
So was it last week we talked about, like, our most hated teams, college teams? Was that last week?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said Ohio State is one of
your... Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Ohio State.
So I looked at... I saw something on, like, Ryan Day today.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't really know much about him. I just hate Ohio State in general.
I didn't really hate him. I just hate, like, that whole school. It just
went the wrong way. And a lot of people were like... So, a lot of people talked to me about it after the week we did that. And they were like, nah, like, because I hated Alabama and Florida. And they were like, I mean, part of it, like, people were trying to tell me you have to cheer for conference. And I don't believe that. I hate the SEC. I hate everyone in the SEC. Like, at the end of the day, if the SEC wins out in, like, a bowl game, I'm not going to be super mad. But, like, I never want Alabama to win.
Yeah.
If Alabama went 0-12, I wouldn't care. Lose your cupcake. I don't care. I would be ecstatic about that.
Yeah, anything you try ecstatic to get away from Alabama and Ohio State, I'm all for it.
And I do hate Ohio State. I don't as much hate USC as I used to.
Bad.
Huh? Yeah, because like, I don't care about them. Michigan's starting to get back up on my radar of hatred because they're overrated every year.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame.
Yep, Notre Dame.
So like, I've got the hatred for those teams, but I don't hate them as much as Alabama. Don't hate them much as Florida. Georgia's really just working up into my hate because of they're all seem like dicks. So
yeah,
and then Vandy, can't stand Vandy, and it's really, you know, I feel bad for those players. It's just like they're three fans that really piss me off.
Yeah.
So anchor down. What kind of saying is that?
I don't know.
Like that's a terrible saying.
It just feels like you're stopping.
Yeah. No. That's like I think that's exactly what it means.
Yeah. So I don't understand.
So are you being pushed back so hard that you have to just drop an anchor? Yeah.
Consistency.
It's very, yeah. But no, there are plenty of teams I hate in college football but they just don't do the same thing for me. That, like, watching Ohio State lose Virginia Tech, I believe it was 2014. It was a later game. Watching them lose, I was at a bar or house party watching it happen, and nobody else cared. I am going crazy because Ohio State, they were like, I think number one going into that game or like top five. And lost Virginia Tech like the second week of the season. And I was like, y'all suck. That you get what you deserve.
Yeah. So, that's like we got
Keenan. That also might have been the year that they won the college football playoff. So.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, we got Keon Johnson. I was like, yeah, take that. Jim Tressel.
Yeah. All of you all. Urban Meyer, Zach Meyer. Smith. Yeah, see, I really.
Zeke. D'Angelo Russell. Aaron Kraft.
I kind of like Zeke now.
Really?
I don't know. Like, yeah, a little bit.
The holdout?
Huh?
He's holding out right now. He's like not going to training.
Oh, is he not?
No.
I'd missed all that.
Yeah. Yes. Take that, Zeke.
Interesting.
And
Greg Aaron Kraft. Yeah, all y'all.
And Evan Turner. Yeah, all of them.
All of them. And then, like, I used to, like, kind of have respect for Penn State because I heard how, like, awesome their fans were at the Outback Bowl. And then they went and hired James Franklin. I'm like, nope, hate Penn State now. So.
I like Saquon, though.
I do like Saquon a lot. He won me fantasy last year. Okay. Almost single-handedly. So.
Congrats.
I'm willing to draft him first round this year.
Bet.
I'm willing to. I'm not saying I will. I've thought about it. I haven't really looked at the draft that much.
I've looked a little bit. I think he's the number one player, actually.
Oh, see? There you go.
So,
I mean, he should be.
Yeah, so you should draft him.
Yeah. I mean, I was just saying, like,
but I'm be not careful gonna... with that draft to number one. It doesn't work out.
No, it doesn't. Well. I just didn't want to go in and blindly saying, like, yes, I'm definitely drafting him. Because I probably won't even have the first pick if he's number one player then.
Yeah.
So, speaking of all these teams we hate, Clemson's getting there, too. I like Dabo a little bit, but he's been in the news this week, and I agree with him. Wholeheartedly agree with him.
Oh, I do too.
I don't even think he was, like, people are trying to make it sound like he was a dick about it. I listened to the question. He was just like, he didn't play for us. He didn't get a ring.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
He wasn't like, that jackass left us after four games. F him, he wasn't getting a ring. Never will he ever. Yeah, like, he was like, he went on the team. He didn't get a ring.
I mean, if he, If he was still on the team, yeah, he would obviously got a ring, but he literally quit.
If he had gotten injured, he would have gotten a ring.
Yeah.
The man left the team. He wasn't even like he was like a big storyline about him being mad and sitting behind him. He did not stay with the football team.
Yeah. And it stinks for Kelly Bryant. Trevor Lawrence is, you know, probably, I'll say, a once-in-a-lifetime player.
No, I mean, yeah.
And, you know, you didn't really do anything to lose your position, but he beat you out.
You just got beat out by a better guy. Better guy got there.
He was more talented. Like, it's nothing against you. You did really good for Clemson, and Clemson should be grateful that they had you, after Deshaun Watson, but...
You didn't win a bunch for him that year? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And, like, I think it was Barrett Slee was saying... This is not the same as a participation trophy. I was like, no, it's literally the same as a participation trophy. Did he win you a championship and you're giving him a ring? He's not on the team? Participation trophy.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing.
Because
it's not exact same, but you get it.
Yeah. But
it's borderline. Like, you're getting into that.
But if I'm Kelly Bryant, I don't want a ring.
I don't want a ring either. I left because I was upset. Why would I want a ring of a team I left?
I would tell them to take that ring and shove it up their ass.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want a ring, but yeah, I think Dabo handled it.
Yeah, like I would have. I don't know why everyone was like acting like he was being petty. He just seemed like he was like he didn't play. Why would I? I don't even think he acted like that. He was like he didn't play. He didn't get a ring. Yeah. I mean, NFL, MLB, NHL, they all have rules about how long you have to play on the team. It's like 40% of the season or something like that. He didn't even play that. So there you go. For the rules of every other league. He definitely doesn't deserve a ring. Yeah. It also wasn't like he was traded away.
Yeah.
Or
again. Yeah, that would be different. If he got traded away like in the middle of the season,
yeah,
you'd probably give him a ring because that's not – but he left on his own terms. So
definitely. And then we're going to – well, Hard Knocks. I don't know how I was going to try to segue that, but Hard Knocks. So you did finally watch the episode.
Yep.
So how weird – from a scale of 1 to 10, how weird is Derek Carr?
Very weird.
Scale of one to ten.
7.
Wow, I was gonna go like 9.5.
Okay.
Scale of 1 to 10. How weird is John Gruden?
10.
I went 8 there.
Okay.
I went 8.
I think he's weirder than.
He's a weird dude.
He is.
He was never gonna coach college football ever.
No.
There wasn't a chance.
No.
There wasn't a chance. If there the stories about him, people going and meeting him in Tampa, if those stories were true, he was doing it just to be funny.
Yeah.
You can just tell the way he talks about college athletics that he was not going to coach there.
Yeah.
So did you get the same feeling about Ronald Ali that I did? That he was kind of like, which again, we only saw the first week. Was he like that during minicamp? Maybe. But did you get that feeling that they were like one strike and you're done kind of deal? Yeah, I guess he got two technically.
I mean, I feel like he wasn't going to play anyway. He wasn't going to contribute, so he probably wouldn't have made it anyway.
Right.
So, but I do think it's funny, and I guess I've thought about it before, but I never really, like, pictured how it is once somebody gets cut and how fast they replace you.
Yeah.
And they just go get your stuff, and here's somebody else's with their name on a shirt.
Yeah. Like, I love that. And he was, insane. Like, hating on – he obviously did not like him. Their relationship was never good.
Because he liked the other guy.
Well, he was like – we're going to have to get you a different number. 63? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was like, is that the ugliest number you ever had?
Yeah, I was like, dang.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that was very obvious. But this is going to be a weird Hard Knocks. I am curious kind of to – I didn't like that there wasn't a ton of talk between, like, Gruden and the staff.
It made me not like Antonio Brown.
See, after that episode, I liked him. But now I'm like, there's no way I'm going to like him.
Well, yeah, I guess – because when you watched it, you didn't know about the feet thing. But when I watched it...
I didn't know what the feet thing... I knew he had a foot problem, but I didn't know what it was caused by. Yeah. But even then, like, I feel like he was at practice. He wanted to play.
But you didn't know about the helmet thing either.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I feel like this week there's no way I'm going to like him. I don't know. Well, right. Like, I'll have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he has a better explanation for us than the media is given. But, yeah, I don't think there's any way. But I did like him. Like, I feel like he wanted to practice. He seemed to like Derek Carr and like the Raiders and like John Gruden. And now he's...
I love how his son asked, where's Roethlisberger?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. You can't buy that kind of comedy. That's fantastic. I hope someone fed him that line. I really do. Maybe this is all big joke, one big joke to AB, and he's like, hey, when the cameras get rolling, kid, ask me where Roethlisberger is.
Yeah. And I did like how Derek Carr was playing basketball with his sons, and one was like crying because the other one took the ball. He's like, don't cry, get it.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's a weird dude.
Yeah, he is weird.
He's a weird dude.
And he's not that great.
No, he's not. Nate Peterman for starter?
Maybe. I like Jonathan Abrams, though. I do like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't like how, like, John Gruden was such, like, an ass to him because he was going hard in practice, which I get.
I understand it, yeah.
I get, but at the end of the day, like, he's trying to make a name for himself. He's a rookie.
No, I mean, John Gruden said that. He's like, I know why you're going hard, but, like yeah. He's like, I like it, but at the same time, like, you got to chill out.
Yeah. I just.
He's going to get blindsided at their first full practice.
I thought John Gruden was more like a player's coach, and he just doesn't really seem like that to me.
Seems a weird dude. He's a weird guy. Yeah. I don't even know. But, yeah, I like the Browns one a lot because there was, like, you were always in a staff meeting. You were always hearing, oh, what's the GM's name?
Haslam.
No. What's his name? Is it Jim? The Browns GM?
I don't know who it is.
Well, him and Hugh Jackson were always talking, like, it just gave you, like, more, like, now just, like, you're watching guys interact at practice. You see that crap all the time. I don't really want to keep seeing that. But, I mean, overall, I love Hard Knocks. It's one of my favorite series on TV, so I'm super excited for
Salmon or Salmon?
Salmon, for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely Salmon.
Yeah. He was like, I'm from the country, and it's...
It is funny how into horses he is.
Or he said Salmon.
Yeah, he said Salmon.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm from the country, and it's definitely...
Yeah, I've never pronounced it Salmon.
Yeah.
Where is he from? Was it Alabama?
He went to Mississippi State.
But where was he from? State.
Ooh, I don't know.
I can't remember. It said...
He did go to JUCO. He was at Georgia his freshman year. Went to Jones County Junior College? Or Jones something, junior college, and then went to Mississippi State.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. So, he seems like a hoot. I'm excited to follow him around. Hard Knocks is good. I hope we learn a lot about the AB situation. It's not like, hey, here's what's going on, and then we're done. Like, I hope it's like people talking behind closed doors, and like I hope the coaches are like, man, can you believe this?
How is he running?
I feel like
his feet are just like crumbling every time he's running.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I did like him because I was like, man, that dude wants to play. Like,
yeah.
And then you kind of find out, like, yeah. It's kind of his fault, but at the same time, you're like,
does he want to play?
Yeah. And then the helmet thing, you're like, maybe he doesn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Before we get into our segments, we've got most important and fail of the week. But before we get into that, we've got some friends over at SeatGeek that Landon wants to tell you about.
Yeah. So our new friends at SeatGeek, let them take the confusion out of your ticket buying experience. Instead of shopping dozens of sites to find the best deal, let SeatGeek do the work for you. Their app scans the web for the best deals to your favorite game, concert, or show and rates them on a scale of 0 to 10 to let you know if you're getting the best bang for your buck. A green dot, much great deal. Yellow dot, good deal. Red dot, not so good deal. Use promo code ACAA at checkout to receive $20 off your first purchase. That's 2 free beers at the stadium on them. What are you waiting for? That's promo code ACAA for $20 off your first purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
Go check them out, guys.
Yeah.
They're the best. Yeah. It will not buy you 2 beers and kneeling, though. So, sorry about that. It will buy you...
1.
Yeah. A little over 1.
1 and some nacho? 1 and a dog, maybe?
No. It's $10, right?
For the beer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No. $10. SeatGeek code? Did I not listen?
$20.
Okay. Sorry. See, I wasn't listening. Don't do that. So, yeah. Beer. Yeah, a beer and a dog. Maybe a beer, a dog, and some... You get, like, one of those nacho cups. Huh. I don't know why you need them. I'm just thinking that's the only thing that's, like, $2 there.
Yeah.
So. Most important of the week. Also, I wrote it backwards on my notes, so if you want to do fail, you can.
No, it's fine. So, Damian Shahi Giuseppe?
The fail is how you're pronouncing the name.
Yeah, it's not good. Shahi Giuseppe. I'm going to say it like that. He slept outside a 24-hour gym during the Browns tryouts. Talked his way into the tryout, and now in his first preseason game, runs a kickback for a touchdown. Thought that was pretty cool.
No, that is. Yeah, I saw that story. Didn't know the full story, so you gave me some more insight.
Yeah.
Also, did you see – this isn't my most important, but I guess it can be one of mine. Did you see the rugby player from – I believe it was England.
Yeah.
So first time touching a football in a game. That's insane. So that's
Christian Waite, the England rugby star.
Also, I found out the kicker, speaking of that, is Welsh. So he's from the UK, but not – he is from the UK, but not from England.
Nice.
You know how that – it's weird, so.
Yeah, his first touch, he goes to the house. And then he didn't get another carry for us again.
Interesting.
That was weird.
Is Butch Jones calling those plays?
I guess so.
My first.
So the Bills made Nathan Peterman bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha.
For sure. My first most important is, we're going reverse here, an American playing in England. Christian Pulisic making his first appearance in the Premier League for Chelsea today. They did lose. Go Gunners. The Gunners didn't play him, but you get it. So big deal for him. I think he's going to do well in the Premier League. I'm excited to see him play, and it's always good to have an American playing in the Premier League.
Yeah. My next one is Jeremy Pruitt.
Okay.
During his press conference, a student reporter from Brazil asked him a question, and Pruitt was just kind of like, oh, you're new here. I guess he didn't recognize him. He had a different accent. So, and then after, there's a video of him saying he was talking to him, and the guy was like, yeah, sorry for my English. I'm from Brazil. And Pruitt was like, oh, it's okay. Have you heard my English? And so it's – I just thought that was cool. It made me think, like, Jeremy Pruitt is not just a robot. He's actually a human being.
He's not a guy that just answers, you know, yes or no questions about the offensive line.
Yeah, he has a heart, and I think we hired the right guy.
I hope so.
It's looking more and more like
it.
I'm not going to say for sure.
I like the guy so far, like the person.
Yeah.
Just got to like the football coach now.
He's checking all the right boxes for
you. Yeah, just got to like the football coach now. Yeah. My next one is Josh Dobbs got the start for the Steelers, which I know it's a preseason game. So, it doesn't, you know, getting the start probably just means he's the backup. But he got the start against Tampa Bay. Then had a nice, was it his, the 44-yard run? Had a nice 44-yard run.
Yeah.
They got the Steelers into the red zone there. So, I'm excited, man. Josh Dobbs. I mean, we knew he was a player. So.
Yeah, he just seems to keep beating out, like, I feel like they drafted Mason Rudolph to be the guy after Roethlisberger was done. But Josh Dobbs is, like, not giving it up.
Right.
He's still the number two guy.
And I like Mason Rudolph a lot. I think he's a good player. Like,
yeah.
I don't think he's beating out, you know, some terrible quarterback.
I think it shows you how good Josh Dobbs actually was.
Right.
So my next one is Rashawn Galton with the right hook to force a fumble.
Yeah, that was a nice – I'm very impressed that he was able to – I mean, it was very obvious he did it on purpose, so.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm either getting this ball out or I'm breaking my hand on his face mask.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely, like, left everything out there.
Yeah.
My next one is also about a Vol. Again, a volunteer fan. The kid at open practice. Caleb Noe interviewed. You know what I'm talking about? The – Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
What did you want to see out there?
I wanted to see somebody get ran over.
I love that his country accent comes right there out of the end. I just want to see somebody get ran over.
Absolutely. That's why you go to football games.
That's why you go to football games. That's exactly why you go to football games.
That's why we pay a lot of money for season tickets to see people get run over.
That kid is in the right – he's not that day, unfortunately, but he's in the right area.
God,
so
he's going to be so fun to tailgate with.
You're invited to all of our tailgates. Yeah. Honorary. Bring your mom.
Speaking of most important, I like that shirt.
Yeah, thank you. I was wondering if you'd ever say anything.
I like
so
that.
So I don't
Where
know
did
if
you
got
get that.
Well, I'll tell you, but hopefully that, you know, maybe we can get them to be a part of the show one day. Nothing too fancy down in it's the Ernie and Bernie show, baby.
That's nice.
Get one half off too.
Hey.
Go check them out. Yeah, so I got two shirts. I got a Cade's Cove shirt and.
Where's nothing too faint? Is that on
Union Avenue? Yeah, right behind Market Square. Yeah. Yeah. So guys, go check them out. I love them. I get a lot of shirts from there. Maybe we'll get them on as a part of the show one day.
I mean, you spend enough money, maybe
they'll help me out.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check them out. This is the Ernie and Bernie shirt. Looks great. I know it's not basketball season, but it'll do.
I'm wearing a baseball shirt.
There you go. We're mixing it up today. Let's see here. I think I had another most important. Maybe I didn't. I do have a few fails. Yeah, so I'm ready for fails. I'll start that. Did you see, I don't even know what team it is. It's a college team. The the corner that was like waiting on the play, the ball to snap, and he just puked through his face mask and then made the tackle.
Nice, good for him.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it on Twitter. I have a screenshot. I'll see if I can find it on Twitter though to get you a better. It's pretty impressive, honestly. I'd say they needed to get him out of there because the man made. That's a sign of concussion, but yeah. The fact that he went and made the play, man, it's pretty impressive. So, let's see if I can find this.
Is that a fail or most important?
That is a fail. Well, I guess it could be both. The guy did make the play after. Here you go. Let's see if it loads. You had to look closely to see the throw up come out of his face mask.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Is that at the FAU?
Is it FAU?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he broke up the pass. It was better than a tackle. Broke up the pass.
Ooh.
Maybe a little PI in there, but
ooh, that was Miami of Ohio.
Okay. He may be a little PI, but the man, listen, the man's concussed. Give him a break.
Yeah. Protocol. So my fail is Stephen A. Smith. He gave his 2019 conference champions prediction for each each Power 5 conference. SEC's got Alabama, Pac-12, USC. Ugh.
Interesting.
Big 10, Michigan.
No.
Big 12, Texas.
No.
ACC. This is where the fail is. Florida State.
Nope. Never. Nope. I think Big 12 could. Big 12, I could see it happening. I think the Pac-12 should be a fail, though, too.
Yeah, USC, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the Florida State take is bad. That one's like, terrible.
Did you forget who Clemson was?
He thinks Jimbo is still coaching there.
Too. He also thought
James Winston's still playing quarterback.
Hunter Henry was playing in this. He thought he was a key player for that game, and he'd been out for the entire season.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I mean,
he's getting old.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to him. He does work hard, but like he works so hard that he gives dumb takes. So how hard is he really working?
Yeah, like he needs that Lee Corso. He's getting up to age like Lee Corso treatment.
Yeah,
like, he just needs to come out, say some like crazy stuff, and put on a head and go on.
Right. No, absolutely. I agree. Next one, we're going to golf. I don't, you know, you don't keep up with golf. So the big talk around is Brooks Koepka getting mad about slow play. Well, I believe he was paired with Bryson DeChambeau. If not, yeah, he had to be paired with him. So earlier, this was yesterday, Brooks Koepka's caddy was standing on the green and Bryson DeChambeau walked up and told him to tell his boss, Brooks Koepka, to make any comment about slow play to my face. Brooks arrived soon after and got the message, and they went and chatted. Here's my fail. You didn't say something to the guy's face. You told the guy to say something to your face while not saying it to his face. Like, it would be like me going to Raven and be like, Herland is talking shit. You can tell him to say it to my face. With you in the other room. Where I could have said it to your face.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible work by DeChambeau here. I like DeChambeau, but that's terrible work.
My next fail is Everything Tennessee having an F rating on their scale.
It's tough. You hate to see it.
Yep.
Really started from humble beginnings. You hate to see it.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea when it started, but it looks like it's going to crap.
Sounds like it's under poor management. So.
Yep. Which, it's crazy. Didn't it start off as like a media outlet? And now it's more like a clothing...
They were selling clothes when Harrison first started, but right, he doesn't.
But it was more of like thought he did like a news outlet. That's what he was trying
sort
to
of. He had a blog about Tennessee. It was kind of both, of those things. Yeah. He doesn't run it anymore though. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, so, I didn't know that.
Gotcha. The other guy seems like a real trip. He was tweeting me pretty upset that I tweeted about it.
Yeah.
So
looking rough.
Yeah. Whatever. I thought I had another one, but I reckon I don't. No, that's it. That's all I got. Any other fails? Maybe so.
No, that's all I got.
That's it for us. Guys, we actually got some new merch coming in soon. We'll send that stuff out as soon as we do. Work on shirts. Got stickers right in time for football season.
Yep.
So look for that stuff on our Twitter. Check us out on YouTube, Twitter, obviously, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, armchairmedianetwork.com, where there's a podcast to be heard. We've got it there. So make sure you listen. Check out also the website for any of the articles being released just about every day. So
yeah, thanks for listening. We love you guys. We're 20 days away, starting to get those little chill bumps. That's all we got. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.